Welcome to the Elite Life Podcast. With your hosts, Tricia and Kylie. Here, we guide you on a journey of personal and professional transformation. Revealing the secrets to success. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, join us as we unlock the doors to the elite world of growth, grit, and grace. So, let's dive in.
Welcome, friend, to another episode of the Elite Life Podcast. We are so excited you are here today. My name is Trish.
And I'm Kylie. And I am actually sitting here with a woman who has turned more Michigan residents into successful realtors than literally anyone I know. It's her.
It's me.
It's her. And I'm really excited to get into this today because you were totally right when we were talking about planning out our episodes. We've never had this discussion.
Which is kind of funny because it's a real estate-based podcast. Well, it started as a real estate-based podcast, but now we really like our thing is to be able to build a life you love, to leave a legacy you can be proud of. When people ask, what is the Elite Life Podcast? That is what we say.
Yep. I tell this all the time. When my friends are like, what got you into real estate? I was like, Tricia literally pushed me off the edge, right into the deep end.
Kylie told me one time, I never, ever want to be a realtor. And I made sure that I included that in her top producer speech last year when she came to accept the award.
I did because I was so afraid of letting go of the quote unquote consistent, secure income. And I think that I had this mentality because I've sold a lot of things, sis. I have sold a lot of things. Bibles, I was slinging cell phones, Filter Queen vacuums door to door. Yes, y'all, I did that. And none of that panned out. And so I had this idea that being a realtor was going to be the same. That's really not.
No, I mean,
it's way better.
a vacuum does vacuum your house, but selling homes impacts entire lives. And so that's what our episode is going to be about today is how do you even become a realtor? People ask all the time, they're like, how do I even become a realtor? Like, what does that look like? Yep. Is it really expensive? Does it take a long time? And they're always kind of shocked when I break down the actual steps to becoming a realtor. So we're going to give you a step-by-step blueprint right here. Quick and fast so that you know exactly how to become a real estate rock star like us.
Heck yeah, let's jump in. So we're going to get started by talking about the licensing process, okay? And I share that sentiment. There are some, I had a guy at church, he's like, so what do I got to do? And I explained the process. He's like, that's it. So step one, you need to complete a 40-hour Michigan sales agent course.
Yeah, and this can be done a couple different ways. When I first started in the business, you could be both in real estate and mortgages at the same time, and there was no licensing for mortgages. So I worked 9 to 5 as a loan processor. So I was already working during the day. So to be able to get my real estate license, I went Tuesdays and Thursdays at night. And I would go to class, it was like 6 to 8 o'clock at night. So if you are in Michigan, we highly, highly, highly suggest going to the Michigan Institute of Real Estate. That is where I took my realtor class. That is where I took my broker class. That is where Kylie took her class. That is where probably 80% of my realtors have taken their class. Every time somebody says they took their class somewhere else, unfortunately, they end up taking their test a whole bunch of times. I just feel like Michigan Institute does a phenomenal job. Namir George, who runs that school, he also actually sits on the board to make the test.
Oh.
So you're really getting that inside scoop of what actually matters to study because the exam is quite challenging and there's multiple different versions of the exam too.
Yeah.
So when you're taking the class, you can do 2 nights a week or you can do just a 5-day straight class. So Monday to Friday, 9 to 5 and just knock it out in 1 week. Or you can also take an online course. Now I would only suggest the online course if you are a phenomenal test taker, because I have had a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm just going to do the online course and they knock it out in, you know, 3 days. But then they have a really hard time passing the test and they end up going in person anyways. So just keep that in mind. The class is really worth the time it takes to take it. You'll learn a lot. And he's very good about pointing out like this is going to be on the exam.
I agree with you. My experience with the Michigan Institute of Real Estate was amazing, but I differ with you when it comes to the online course. So okay. I took the online course while I was working part-time, and I had two minions under the age of, I think the girls, under the age of two. And so what I loved about the online course was it allowed me to go at my own pace. I could stop. I could rewind if I missed something. I could take notes. And the way that they have it structured is they've broken the 40 hours down into videos. And so you can't even go on to the next lesson until you pass the mini quiz in between the videos. And I really enjoyed that experience because I felt like I was able to absorb a lot more. And here's the other thing that I always tell people to keep in mind is when you go to that, as far as I know, I could be wrong, so correct me if I'm wrong. If you go to the in-person class, when you are done with the class, you're done with the class. There's no going back. There's no more questions. So if you go and take the test and for whatever reason, like you still have your booklet, but if for whatever reason you are weak in an area and you don't pass, you can go back to that online portal. You have access to that for 12 months from the date that you purchased. And so I always find that everyone that I have talked to who is exploring their real estate license or has gotten it, from chatting with me, they have all done the online course. I think there's been one or two people who've called us, but they said, I explained everything and they're like, listen, I know how I learn. I learn best in an in-person environment. And I'm like, rock it out, Cheryl, let's get you your license.
Yeah. And I think that's what's important is to understand your strengths and weaknesses.
Absolutely.
Because some people definitely need to be in person and some people like yourself are good at being online. There is also a practice software that I suggest that's called Exam Smart that has been super helpful for a lot of people. I know Dave took the online course and then he started testing with Exam Smart. And the first couple questions, he's like, got it. And then I didn't hear from him for an hour. And he's like, yeah, I got tougher after that. So it has helped many, many, many of our agents prep and prepare for the exam and be able to get on there and take it well. After you finish your 40-hour class, that is when you actually apply for your license. So you're going to go to LARA, L-A-R-A, the Michigan LARA site. And you can also, we're going to drop our information. Like you can email us and we actually have a booklet that we send to people that want to get licensed and it has all the links
step
for licensing.
Step by step, it makes it really, really easy.
Yeah. So applying is like your official going to the state of Michigan and saying, I want my real estate license. And when you apply, if you're in Michigan, you want to list Elite Realty as your future broker.
Yes.
Shameless plug.
Do that.
So we give you your broker number. If you have not visited us or you're not in Michigan, this may not be applicable to you. Make sure you interview multiple brokers. It's really important to know what value you're looking for in your future brokerage. Is it somebody who's local to you? Is it somebody that's going to supply leads? Is it somebody that's going to supply education? Is it somebody that's going to supply technology? Is it somebody that's going to give one-on-one coaching? We supply all of those things to our new agents because I feel like you really need all of them. And
you
other
do,
brokerages,
by the way, you do.
Other brokerages will supply some of those.
Yeah. And the other thing you want to think about too, when you are interviewing, and maybe we could drop like a downloadable in the show notes. You're not just interviewing to be part of their brokerage. You're asking them questions too. Like Trisha just said, you want to know not only what they are going to provide you with, but what they are going to charge you for it. So that was one thing when I started exploring, I've only been at two brokerages. I was with EXP, and I was on a team. And when I wanted to make a change, I visited the Elite Realty office. And it was such a different culture shift. This is the other thing people miss right away is a culture shift. The team that I was on, great team, amazing team, wonderful people, super supportive. But they had a culture that was just not in line with the way I wanted to present my business to the world. And that's okay. That is okay. There's enough teams and brokerages that to fit all shapes and sizes. And that's why we're having this conversation, because I feel like so many people get into it and they don't understand, like, you need to have these conversations of what you're getting, because what you don't want to happen is you don't want to waste time. Once you get that license going, especially if you're going to be doing it full time like we do, You don't want to waste time. You want to start building your business right away and making sure that you have all the resources and the support that you need to do that. So make sure that when you're interviewing these brokerages, you're not just asking them what you're getting. Ask them what they're charging, because there are fees. You will find the fees. And that is one thing that really drew me to Elite Realty, is it's very simple. It's just straight cut.
Yeah, no fees. Yeah, there's usually like desk fees, technology fees, monthly fees,
transaction fees.
And
then if you got the lead from this place or that place, it's different.
Yeah. And what their expectations of you, make sure you understand those too. I have had agents, they've came to Stars Training and they're like, I wasted so much time as I'm sitting there and I'm teaching them the ins and outs of the business. They're just like, I've been doing this for 8 months or a year and I never learned any of this. And that's why they weren't able to get the traction that they needed. So making sure that at the end of the day, even if you get 100% commission, 100% of zero is zero. So if somebody hasn't trained you and taught you how to do this job, your split does not matter. When you are starting in real estate, your training and coaching and support is everything. You do not want to do this alone. You do not want to, here's your desk, here's your phone, good luck. That's what I had. And it was terrifying.
So once you sign up for your test, there's a lot of different, just really quickly, there's a lot of different study materials like we just kind of talked about.
We didn't tell them how to sign up for their exam. So they applied for their license on LARA. After you apply for your license on LARA and you finish your class, then you can schedule your test with PSI. So PSI, again, there's a website for that. It's candidate.psiexams.com. The cost is $79. The test fills up pretty quickly because there's only a couple places that they do this exam at. They lock this exam down, friends. When you go in there, there's no coats, there's no cell phones, there's no nothing. You go in there, there's a camera on your computer, you sit and take a timed exam, you come out, they tell you you passed or you failed.
It's a pass-fail situation. And I think you have like, what, 3 hours for the exam?
Yeah, they give you a good amount of time. You usually have plenty of time for it. And one testing trick that a couple of people have mentioned to me before is, you know, you have to get, I think it's 70%. You'll find out what it is when you go through the class. So there's, you know, let's just use easy math. Say there's 100 questions and you know you got to get 70 out of that 100 correct. They will go through and they will answer as many questions as they can that they know for sure they have, and they'll write down the ones they have questions on. And then they're like, okay, I know for sure I got 60 out of this 100.
Right.
I only technically need to get 10 more to pass. And then they'll really focus on the ones of those ones they weren't sure about, taking their time with those.
Yeah, that's a good strategy. That's the exact strategy that I implemented when I went in, because there is a pass button. So as you're going through, if you're not sure about a question, just hit pass. Bang out all the ones that you know, and then you'll have more time to spend on the other ones. But yeah, they do. They lock it down, man. Fort Knox over there.
Yeah. And if you mess around,
you're done.
Yeah. I know a girl, she went to go take her broker's exam and she got caught in the bathroom with her phone. And they were like, you can never be a broker ever. It's over.
Not just like you're done for today.
No, done. Not allowed to ever be a broker. What is that?
Caught in the bathroom. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That is. Intense.
Yeah. So don't mess around.
Just get it done. And you know, one more thing before we move on to the next phase. There are people who most often, I want to say most people, take the test more than once. I was super blessed. God and my angels were on my side. I took it one time. I didn't get a lot of math because your girl got C pluses. Okay. But my husband, who is very intelligent, very good test taker, he took it twice. We have friends who've taken it 3 or 4 times. I know a guy who took it 9 times before he got it. Hoping you guys don't have to do that. He probably didn't study with the Michigan Institute.
Well, and the other thing is there's different versions.
Right.
So you could get one that's math heavy. You could get one that's date heavy. You could get one that's law heavy.
Yeah.
So you kind of never know what you're going to get.
Like a box of chocolates.
Yeah. So if you happen to keep getting the math one and you're not great at math, then you're going to have to really go hard in the paint on the math. So once you pass your exam, that activates your license. It'll let the broker know that this person is now licensed under you. Like, I get an email saying, Kylie Boyle is now licensed under you, and it has a copy of your license. You don't need to carry this license around. Nobody asks you for it. You don't need it.
The pocket cards, that was in the exam prep, I remember.
Yeah, like, they really make a big deal out of the pocket cards. But nobody in 22 years of my real estate has asked for one.
Nope, mine either.
But I can always forward that email to you.
I would like to see your pocket card. Are you legit?
So how long does this actually all take? This is what's really cool. If you hustle hard, you can be a full-fledged realtor in a week and a half with the test. How many jobs can you get over six figures and all it took you was 1 week?
That's the thing too, man, is
it's wild.
You don't need any type of degree for this. You don't need a high school diploma, a GED.
No.
You just have to take the exam and show up.
Yep. Be 18 years old. You can start at 18.
We've had high school students ask us for advice on starting to train, because the day they turn 18, they're like, I'm taking my test. And I will tell you guys, I wish so hard I would have found this real estate thing when I was 18. Your girl wouldn't be on this podcast. Maybe I would be, but probably not.
Yeah. I mean, on average, most people, it's like 2 weeks to 30 days for the full process, because taking your time and making sure you have it done right is really the way to go. So you don't spend a ton of money, because you do have to pay for everything. I mean, you pay for your class, you pay for your application with the state, you pay for your test. And if you have to take it again, you keep paying for that test every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So you really do want to be ready. Take your time if you need to. But if you're in a rush, like if your brother wants to buy a house and he's like, I'm going to use you, but you need to be licensed in like the next 7 days. Like,
do it.
You can make it happen. I did my broker's exam. The broker's exam is three 40-hour classes. And I did it all in 1 week. I did in person during the day, and then at night I did the two online courses. So you do brokers, builders, and appraisers. And I did what was supposed to take a month in 1 week.
Okay. So none of us are surprised that she shared that. Not a single person. Not one of our listeners, unless they're brand spanking new, is like, oh my God, how did she do that? Well done, ma'am.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted.
I love a good challenge.
She got into a place where someone was like, you can. She was like, bet. Hold my fago.
That's like, I went to the doctors for this shoulder, and he's like, well, you'll never get all that muscle back. And I'm like, oh, have you met me? Now that's just a personal challenge for me. I will regrow muscles that, like, you just told me is impossible for me to regrow. Just watch me go.
We're just going to put some anointing oil and just pray over you. We're going to get you to the Pentecostal church and get you oiled up.
That is your steps to becoming a realtor. Now, if you are listening to this and you are in Michigan and you're like, I love you guys, I would love to come work with you, I want to be at Elite Realty, I just want to really quick go through what your next steps are once you get licensed, if you come and work with us. So after you get licensed, when you come and work with us, we bring you in for orientation. We take your headshot. We order you business cards. We get you up on the website. We do a social media welcome. We provide you with your own email, nice and professional. We get your laptop set up for you. We fully onboard you and get everything set up for success. Your logos, get you on the board, because you do have to, no matter what office you go to, you have to be a member of a real estate board, and you then get your MLS access from that real estate board. So we go ahead and we put all of that together for you, and then we set you up with STARS training.
I loved STARS training, and I had been around in the real estate. So I came to you in March of 21. And prior to that, I'd been around real estate since 2018. Nowhere had I seen training like this. I will tell you, and how many agents over the years have come from, seasoned agents who have come and sat through STARS and have been like, well, you blew my wig right back.
Yeah. It's I love it so much, because they'll have been doing real estate for like 10 years and they're just like,
never knew that.
Nobody ever taught me any of this stuff, because we don't just teach you. I think that a lot of real estate training is just like psychology and sales training. They forget.
There's so much more to it. Goal setting, yeah. Accountability. And here's the other thing too, is the reason it's important to have some kind of training is because the licensing course is just going to teach you how to pass the test and stay out of jail. It does not teach you how to be a business owner, how to start from scratch, how to find clients, how to convert them, how to do paperwork, how to negotiate, how to get them to the closing table, how to fill out the split form. None of that. Nothing. You'll get nothing from the licensing exam except for your license.
Yeah. And we actually let you shadow. So that was something too. Our last STARS class, the girl was like, could I possibly sit in on your buyer's consult with you? And I was like, of course. And she goes, I asked my last broker and she said no. And I'm like, why?
That's not
like,
friendly.
Well, and why wouldn't you want your
people? In what world as a broker do you not want your people experienced?
I don't know.
People educated.
Are funny though. You know, I did work with somebody one time and he was like, well, we're competition. And I'm like, we're on the same team. And he's like, no, we're competition. And I'm like, no, we're definitely not. It's in my best interest to help you grow and succeed. And it's in your best interest to share what you know with the team so that you come from a well-educated, experienced team. We all share knowledge and we all share resources. Yeah. Like, I always love the story I tell about Trent when he was like, Mom, who's your enemy? He's little, no right? And I was like, my enemy. And he's like, yeah, who's your enemy? And I'm like, oh, you mean my competitor? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't have one. Like, there's always going to be people that need to buy a house, need to sell a house, and they're going to go with different vibes and different people and different ways that they present themselves, right? Like, clients that really gravitate towards me,
they don't like Andy.
They may not like Andy. I was going to say you, but you know, if we want to pick on poor Andy.
We're the same freaking person. Everyone who loves you loves me. And everyone who hates you hates me too. So.
But everybody has a different vibe, right? Like, you may be very educational. You may be very salesy. You may be very culture specific. Like, everybody has different things that they really shine at. I really shine with education. So I get a lot of people who want to have a buyer's education session. They want to feel like somebody's holding their hand. They want to know that if they're buying a luxury home, they're in good hands of somebody who's done this a whole bunch of times. Or I also get a lot of buy sells, people mm-hmm. that are selling their home and buying a new one because it's a very, very delicate
situation.
It's like
setting up dominoes.
Oh my goodness.
On the kitchen table and at dinner time on Thanksgiving.
I have gotten a couple of like the hardest ones lately, and we've made it happen. I mean, that one I had in Rome when my client was buying a house that was already like through the redemption period and we had 23 days to get it closed or the bank was taking it back and we were selling her house. So like that buyer had to be closed in like 20 days so we could get her closed and funded on day 23 and the check had to be overnighted. It was so crazy, but we got it done.
Yeah,
so.
From a completely different country, I would like to add.
And a different time zone. What were we, like 6 hours different? I don't know. It was
we
just,
were.
I was so tired and I was negotiating closing disclosure.
It's fine because we had the best time. We went out for limoncello afterwards.
Great. It was fine. So,
that's what you get when you come work over here. You start with STARS training.
Yes. And before we wrap, I want to do a couple common mistakes that new agents make.
Yeah.
So, waiting too long to take their exam after the class. Mm-hmm. Do not wait. Do it while it is fresh. Okay. Yep. Make sure you take that exam right after your course and keep taking it till you pass. Some people, they'll take it 3 times, they'll get discouraged, and then they wait a month or 2 months, and then they do even worse because they forgot everything.
Unless you have the online portal and you can go back and refresh yourself, just saying.
Yep, that is an option. Not applying on MI Plus before trying to book PSI. Do not call PSI unless you have already applied with the state. They will not take you, and then you sit there and you run around in circles, and then you get stuck in this like weird like purgatory for real estate licensing.
Licensing limbo.
Yes. Joining a brokerage with no training or support. We already kind of touched on this.
Don't do that. Don't do it.
Your split can be 100 or 90 or 80. And if you're making zero, it's still $0 in your pocket. It's a huge mistake a lot of agents make. Expecting instant leads without effort. Guys, this job is hard. Okay.
Don't scare people.
Don't get it twisted. No, because I used to really, really try to make it sound like so exciting and easy. And it's a hard job. It is. You have to plant for a long time. Now, do some of our agents come in and they have deals right away within the first 30 days? Yes. Actually, the majority of them do because we train and coach them. But
I had my first client in less than 3 weeks and we closed. I was like 6 weeks in.
Yeah, but you were in the office every day.
I was in the office difference. Every day.
When agents come in and they're excited for 72 hours and then I don't see them again and then they don't understand why
they have
this
no money.
Work, that's why. You have to plant seeds. It's like farming.
Yeah.
And then not understanding the difference between just being licensed and being in business. Yes, you have a real estate license. Yes, you have the ability to sell homes, but this is a business you are building. You are going to put in and front load the hours in your first couple of years, and then you will watch it just bloom over those next years.
Reach, sister.
This industry rewards action takers. So,
and we have, FYI, just really quickly, we have a good bunch of agents who do this as a side hustle. They got their license because they have a 9-to-5 that they love. And they just want to make an extra $30,000 a year. You can make an extra $30,000 a year doing lucky referral friend and family shit.
You can make $30,000 in 1 month doing lucky referral friends and family.
I've seen me do it.
But the only way you do that is if people know what you do and you're coached and trained well to be able to do it. Because nobody wants to go to their cousin's brother's sister's friend just because they have a real estate license and they have no clue what they're doing because they just went to a random brokerage and they only pop in once a year. That is not a great look. You don't want that. It's like going to Great Clips.
I can't say anything. I don't go to Great Clips.
I took Trent there one time. That's more of an inside joke. I took him there one time and the girl that was cutting his hair did such a bad job. I actually picked him up out of the chair and started walking him out. And she was like walking out into the front with scissors, like chasing us to try to fix his like baby cut. And I was like, stop. Like,
listen,
don't do it.
Kylie learned her lesson about shopping for hairdressers. And it was a hard lesson. So now I only trust Kalina.
Yeah.
Well, I will look like Grizzly Adams before anyone else touches my hair.
Shop for your broker and pay the extra to take a good course. Don't just go Groupon and take the $10 course and then you end up making up all that money taking the test 6 times. You get what you pay for, friends.
I had a guy who was taking the test or he was taking the exam and he got a Groupon coupon and he is not a reader. He needed the online class, and the class he signed up for was $99. It was all reading. It was all downloadable PDFs that he had to read and highlight and teach himself. There were no videos. There was no teacher to ask. There was no nothing. You get nothing.
That's terrible.
It was awful.
All right, guys. So we hope this inspires you and motivated you and didn't just scare you, but we would like to give the good, the bad, and the ugly so you know what to choose and how to choose it. We are always here as resources for you. Reach out anytime. Drop us some comments. Give us a call. Shoot us an email or a text message. And if you've been thinking about getting into real estate, this is your sign.
Here's your sign. Here's another sign.
You can change your entire life in a matter of weeks. Your whole life.
You can. It's wild. It is wild. So make sure that you share this with a friend. If you've had a friend recently who was like, oh my God, I'm so broke. You just shoot them this episode and just let us do the work for you. And make sure you hit that subscribe button before you leave because we drop fresh content every single Thursday here on The Elite Life.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Elite Life Podcast with Trish and Kylie. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend so we can keep delivering you more fantastic insights on grit, grace, and growth. Stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook, where we'll keep the ideas flowing to help you build a life you love and leave a legacy you can be proud of. Until next time.